Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 12th chapter. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He went on from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand. And they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" so that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy, like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from them, and many followed him, and he healed them all and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah: "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Steve Hokana, Assistant Director for the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The basis for today's meditation is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse, and I'm going to read through the 8th verse. "Or have you not read in the law how the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." This is the text. It's a tough world out there. More often than not, life dishes out pretty ugly portions on our already crowded plate. You come to church Sunday after Sunday, and you're tired. You bow your head in prayer and look at the person in the next pew over and ask, "Why is his cancer in remission, and my loved one in the final stages of life?" You think about a coworker last week. Why is that person debt-free and happy? Or you have a friend struggling with debilitating addiction. You may be working through deep issues of post-traumatic stress or loss of health. And you wonder, is life even worth it? You look at the news and sigh, the world's gone upside down. Like the prophet, you exclaim, "Evil is good, and good is now evil." Just shallow, ultimately meaningless. Despite the vicious assaults of sin, death, and the power of the devil, there is good news. Jesus confronts us with the difficulties of this life by reminding us he is the Lord God and King of the universe, of the Sabbath, and of all things. In Matthew chapter 12, he establishes himself as the Lord of the Sabbath. He defines a priority of care and concern for his people, and for you listening to the sound of my voice. The Lordship of Jesus is sweet good news for us. Think of how repressive the law is. It reminds us of our soiled, sin-stained condition. It judges us harshly and accurately. Oh yeah, the law is fair. It's not kind, not merciful. It pronounces its harsh judgment and the brutality we deserve. Hell, death, no hope, the grave, and the final judgment that assures you a place in hell. Now, this is not intended to be a shocker to you. We know about the Garden of Eden. We know about our grandparents thrown out of the garden, which brought suffering and death into the world. Now, don't touch that dial. There's more. A reason for the event of Jesus walking in the grain field and the confrontation with the Pharisees is key and essential to this, and to us, and to our life. In the first place, this is reality. Wouldn't you rather know your condition? By knowing the circumstance, you're pointed to a cure. The treatment is not in ourselves or technology or human ability or initiative. It's rooted in Jesus, the promised Messiah of the Old Testament, the promised and fulfilled Lord God of all, the Lord Jesus who took upon you and me and the whole world our sins upon himself and had them nailed to a cross and suffered and died and rose again. Now, I started out with a list, a terrible list of things that happened to those around you, the stuff that just wears you out. But listen to this, Lord God of the Sabbath. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The rawness of sin and living in a fallen world hurts. Satan wants you to think your prayers have fallen on deaf ears. But God in Christ does not abandon you. We are reminded in the closing verse of the good news is for everyone who believes. Yes, it hurts to see our loved ones fall asleep, but they fall asleep in the Lord. It doesn't remove the hurt, but reminds us of Christ's victoriousness over death, hell, and the grave. Addictions, health, illness are all reminders of our fallen humanity and the need to look to the Good Shepherd. He will keep his promises, even though all the terrible things families go through are just as obvious as the day is long. It's a consequence of the Garden of Eden. But the old Adam is changed out, switched out by the new Adam, Jesus, who takes away our sins, who fulfills the law in our place with his perfect obedience and sacrifice on the cross, who defeated death and desires to have you live and dwell with him forever on that glorious day of resurrection. This is an event that should not be just our little secret, something we keep quiet, a treasure buried in a field never utilized. We share this good news of Jesus wherever we are, retirement home, in letters to loved ones, in social gatherings. We share this good news to those that suffer and are looking for solace and peace. So when confronted by the burden of our condition, when convicted by the terror of the law, remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2, for through the law I died to the law, that I might live for God. For I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank Chaplain Steve Hokana, Assistant Director for the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, for today's meditation on God's Word.